Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a pleasure to have you here with us this morning. 7:07, get her done Tuesday morning.
Well, you know, I'm on the name thing, so.
Deja. Island Deja.
You know, is it going to be another girl?
It is.
And was Waverly out?
One of my buddies named his kid Waverly. Oh.
He stole it from you?
He didn't steal it
from me.
It
sounds stolen. You said that one. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I didn't invent the name.
I like Ripley.
I like Ripley too, but there's others. I really like Rose.
Rose is very
Rose
lot.
Is pretty. It's my
Island
sister-in-law's
Rose.
Name. Uman.
When I think of Rose, I think of Titanic.
Oh.
What's the matter with that?
Nothing.
You love that movie.
I do, but right. I like Ripley more and Waverly more.
I like Ripley because you call her Ripper.
I do too.
Ripper.
Yeah, there's a bunch. But anyway, I'm just curious. Deja.
What's the due date again?
August.
Do you know the exact day? Or?
Sometime in August.
Great. Way to narrow it down.
Yeah, well.
Beginning of August, middle of August.
I'm going to say middle of August.
All right.
I got a lot to work out with all that.
Yeah.
I haven't looked into. You know what's weird is, and I'm not going to take 6 months. It's not happening, or what? 6 weeks, whatever that is. But it's weird that no one even mentioned that to me last time. Is that a new law?
What? There's no law. You can just take up to 6 weeks. I think paid.
That's so weird. I didn't even hear that last time.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's been around for a long time.
Yeah, that's been
really.
Mm-hmm. I don't know when all the paternity stuff happened, though. I really don't.
Yeah, like, I don't either, and I don't. Plan to take that much, but I know that I don't know how many times I got sick from that kid that I was definitely had to take more sick days than I deserved.
Is that Bryn, did you get paid full pay when you took time off?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Did you get paid
the
for
paternity leave?
Did I get paid?
Yeah,
full you get paid.
Like your full
yeah,
pay.
Yeah, you get full pay. You have an option too, to take more and get partial pay too.
More than 6 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that goes into it. There's paperwork.
Anyway, yeah, I got to do that. I haven't gotten into any of that yet. Right. I just built the crib last weekend. Right. I'm just
one thing
started.
At a time, Vinny.
I had a busy February.
A lot going on. A
lot going on.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by Nugget Markets. Nugget. Sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. So, randomly, I guess because in 5-year increments, there were interesting number ones. So I randomly got a list of things that were number one going back 40 years to today in history. So we'll start with 1 year ago. Can you remember what was number one 1 year ago today?
The number one song?
The number one song on the Billboard 100.
Happy.
No, no.
That was a while ago. Call Me Maybe. Was that too?
That's
too
long ago. Like,
yeah, nothing closer. Happy.
It feels, it's like damn near last week.
It feels like this song is still number one. It is Ed Sheeran.
Oh my gosh.
Ed Sheeran's Shape of You was number one.
Wow.
Something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. It has over 3.3 billion YouTube views.
Well, he is dreamy.
So 5 years ago. 5 years ago this week, on the Billboard Hot 100, number two was Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Thrift Shop. Can't believe that was 5 years. This was 2013. The uncensored version has 1.1 billion YouTube views. The number one song was, I'm not sure I know. Oh, I do know this song.
Yeah.
We've played this. Bauer, Harlem Shake was number one. Wasn't there like a video thing that went along with this?
Yes, there was. Yeah. I can't remember what it was right now.
So this was the number one song.
Wasn't this the mime challenge? Didn't you freeze and then you had to like...
Oh. Is this the song they were using for that? Because that wasn't 5 years ago that thing was. What was it? The mannequin challenge?
Challenge, yeah. That sounds right, Vinny.
Oh, no, it's when they go crazy. The mannequin challenge is with another song with Kodak Black, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is like you kind of just hang out and as soon as that really hard beat starts,
then you'd
they start going
go,
wild.
Go bananas.
Yeah, they start going bananas.
Oh,
all
right.
Yeah, so I'm watching videos on it right now.
Okay.
So, oh, you're watching it right now.
Yeah,
those people go, are going.
They just go
boy,
crazy.
There.
Yeah.
Okay.
They went all out. Mm. We're going to put on bodysuits.
10 years ago.
And be weird.
In 2008, Usher featuring Young Jeezy, Love in This Club was number one.
Oh,
you love
never heard this song. This is the number one song?
Yeah, he's singing it.
Yeah, this is my old jam from back in the day.
You don't like this.
Oh, yeah, I do like this. I liked Usher a lot before he got that green goo.
Hold on,
oh,
so you're like driving
oh,
down
wow.
the road jamming that in your Corvette.
Absolutely.
Well, let me hear this.
I don't
let me
like
hear
him
this.
Anymore now that he has green goo.
Well,
I, like,
this is the
I like the chorus.
Well, let me see if I can just go ahead and come back a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting us to the good part.
Well, okay. this is the main part everybody knows, yeah. You
green
know, when you're about
goo.
To go out to the club, you know, and you want a hype song while you're
I
driving
don't
the
know.
Car.
Nope. No.
It was on the radio at the time, all right? That was...
So that was 10 years ago today in 2008. In 2003, another indie club was number one. That was 50 Cent.
This I like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago... In 1998, the number one song in America was Getting Jiggy With It.
Oh. Hey.
So 20 years ago, we were working here in 1998.
Hold on. Can I just ask?
Yeah.
Do any of you own a Fresh Prince CD or cassette? Nobody here
not,
does.
Not
so.
I.
I don't think
nobody.
So.
But did you at the time? I mean, you must have had...
Well, does the Men in Black soundtrack count?
No.
Yes.
Does it?
Doesn't
it?
Yeah, that's totally.
I mean, he did it, didn't he?
I think I might have had that.
Saw Will Smith.
What do you mean, yuck? Ugh. That's like when I played Men in Black.
Oh, God.
Here come the Men in Black.
Why don't you just sing it for us?
Galaxy Protectors.
Oh.
It's the same dumb song. Yuck.
What are you talking about? Play Miami. That's his best song,
no,
I think.
Or we could just keep going.
You got
the list.
No. Let's do a little bit of jazzy.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's same song, right?
It really is the same song.
Yeah.
You guys know this song? My favorite song by him.
The only thing I like about Will Smith is that I don't have to edit his songs because he doesn't cuss.
Right.
Do you guys know this song? Am I the only one that knows this song?
I know the sampling they're doing.
Yeah.
I buy Poppy.
Was that you, Zet?
That was me.
It's a good song. I don't know why we keep fanning it out. Turn it back up.
Because this guy's bunk.
25 years ago, I didn't think I knew this song, but then as soon as Bryn played it, I was like, oh my God, I have heard the song. So 1993, 25 years ago this week in 1993, Informer by Snow was
oh,
number
you know
one.
This.
As soon as I heard it, I knew
yeah.
it.
Yeah. This reminds me of Tijuana.
This
like
reminds
boom,
you
boom,
of Tijuana.
Down.
What yes. year was this?
1993.
Oh, see,
was
that was
one.
After my Tijuana days. Mm-hmm. I was my Tijuana days were Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock.
Yeah.
And Salt and Pepper.
Push it real good.
That was the like the main song you heard in the bars. And because we were 18, we went to the bars and TJ at least three nights a week.
All right, now we're going to 30 years ago this
week.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
1988.
Oh, can I guess?
Sure.
It's got to be Guns N' Roses.
No, it
it's
isn't.
Not
88.
88. It's not a song that you like, but it's a song that is still with us.
You don't think I like it?
Oh, no.
Is it Pour Some Sugar on Me, one of the greatest songs
no,
ever written?
No, it's not.
What?
Like Men at Work or something?
Is it something by Whitesnake?
No.
One of the greatest.
I'm trying to think what was on MTV at the time.
Yeah. Well, actually, this was on MTV. That's not
is
it.
Is that it?
No.
Give us a decent hint. You haven't given us anything.
This guy still happens to people.
This guy sucks.
Oh, Rick Astley.
Rick Astley is correct.
Never gonna lift you up.
Never gonna let you down. Who would have ever thought that this song would still be part of the fabric of our lives?
I feel like you owe me $5.
No.
Didn't I get it?
Yeah, but, if you had guessed it right out of the box, maybe. Once we sit and ruminate for a while and I give you clues about it. Okay, so that's 30 years ago. 1988, Never Gonna Give You Up, kids. The children know about that one, too. 35 years ago.
What year is this?
1983. I was a junior in high school.
83. I was
young. Born.
You were born in 83?
This is the year that Bryn was born.
It's my jam, though, still.
No, it's not.
It's a lot of people's jam.
I love this song.
This is another one that is still very much
Give
with us.
A clue.
We actually... All right, here's your clue. We talked about this person today.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, it's Prince.
It's not Prince.
Oh, it's Michael Jackson.
It's Michael Jackson. It's Billie Jean. That's not the right song.
Is
So 35 years ago today, Billie Jean by Michael Jackson was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And 40 years ago.
Here we go. What year is this?
1978.
This is like something by Queen.
Oh, 70. Yeah. Wait, 70. Is that Saturday Night Fever?
It is Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, Vinny.
The number one song in the country.
Now that deserves $5 right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's $5. Bucks.
Go ahead and pay him $5.
What?
Why do I have to come up with the
because
$5?
Because you're the host of the game show.
No, that doesn't work like that.
Game show.
I'm just reading you the... This is not a game show. When did this become a game show? I'm getting talked out of $5 left and right.
I remember I had this album.
Of course you do. Yeah, give me my $5.
It's not a game. Okay, go back to Night Fever. So Night Fever was from Saturday Night Fever, and the number two song was also from that soundtrack.
Jive Talkin'.
Tower and Disco Inferno.
It's the song.
The way I use my words in a woman's mind. When it's all right, it's okay.
So there you go. 40 years ago today. It's amazing how many of those songs are still around.
Kids, if you ever want to know, I mean, you can look around you probably in your own family, but if you ever want to know what aging's like, look at Travolta in the 70s and then look at
so
him
beautiful.
In the backyard scene. Is that Pulp Fiction when he's being hosed down with his shirt off and he's got the boobs and the big gut hanging
and
over
and that
his
was
shorts.
The 90s too. Like, look at him now as he's got the who did he just play on the OJ?
He was good. He played Kardashian, Robert Kardashian.
No, I thought that was the guy from Friends who played Robert
Ross.
Kardashian. Oh yeah.
That was Ross. David he played someone in that,
right?
Anyway,
one of the lawyers. But yeah, I mean, age is not kind.
He was this skinny little guy.
Oh, so beautiful. Oh, God. Remember when, you know, he was one of the sweat hogs. He was beautiful.
Vinny Barbarino.
And then he was Danny Grease, which was, he was so good in that.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen pictures of him without his hair?
No. What, like, does he have, staple down hair?
He's a wig guy.
He's got a toupee.
Oh,
whatever,
I'm surprised he didn't go with the hair by hair replacement. That looks good on some people.
Sure, he's tried everything, right?
Multiplying.
And I'm losing control.
Multiplying. You're supplying.
It's electrifying. Oprah's in the news today.
Oh, Oprah.
Sizzles.
For what? A Wrinkle in Time?
Yeah, so she and Reese and Mindy Kaling were all on the James Corden Yelling Show. It's a late show with James Corden. So I guess this happened on last night's show. But she's talking, like, this is how rich Oprah is. He's asking, like, she says her hobby is bathing. She loves just taking a bath and lounging
her
in the
hobby?
Bath. Her hobby is bathing. So, listen,
okay,
if your hobby could be bathing, maybe you'd go for it, too.
Does she bathe in anything exotic?
Gold?
Well, it's not about the water.
You know what I like is that Yuzette has no patience for this story, so you can imagine, because she just goes, ugh.
What do you hear about this tub?
Between Oprah and the Kardashians.
Triple.
So do you have the clip isolated?
Yeah.
Yeah, so here she is.
Oh, my God.
We should all be clapping for that.
I'm not even trying to break eggs here. She's someone whose body changes by the, it feels like, by the week.
They probably go a little big so she can have, you know, like with jeans, fat jeans and skinny jeans. She's got like the fat tub, the skinny tub. I mean, she's over, she could have 10 different tubs.
There's just so many different versions of her, though, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. apparently one of the funniest parts of this is to watch the other people, because Reese Witherspoon and Mindy Kaling are both sitting on the couch beside her. So she's talking about how she has to lay in a mold and they make this mold cast of her before they carve it into the marble. I guess their reactions are hilarious.
Was it like
you said? Like,
oh, God, Oprah.
Disgusting.
Like, oh, my
sick.
God.
Gross.
I mean, I guess having a bathtub, like, I'd like my butt indentation.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't that be great?
And then around, like, boob indentations or...
Yeah,
if you could have it so that even, like, your shoulders, like, you know how when you lay in a bathtub, you're always like, boy, I wish that, you know, I could had some pillows or something to put
I always there. Think, so my ween's just going to stick over the top of the water like this. This is so lame.
Put more water in.
Stupid.
So, were you able to find, they say, you know, that this is actually...
Yeah, I was able to find it.
Okay, so apparently, you if you feel poor now listening to Oprah talk about her carved tub, listen to Bill Gates guess how much groceries cost.
All right.
Rice-a-roni.
So he has no
Who
idea.
Who is this?
It's Bill Gates, on Ellen guessing...
Look at him and his salmon. Is that salmon?
It sure looks like it.
What color is that sweater?
What's the next one?
Oh, you're more?
Yeah,
okay.
One more.
The next one is.
Wait, pause it. Sarah, how much is floss?
79 cents.
I'm going to say $3.
It depends on what brand.
Yeah, yeah, I
buy the cheap crap.
With the mint.
Oral, you can get it at the dollar store. Or it'll be, I'm going to go $3.20.
Oh, $3.20?
I say $3.
$3.29.
How much?
Huh.
Oh, boy.
Yuzi gets it.
Yeah, Yuzi.
What did you say? 79 cents, Sarah?
Yeah.
I get my floss
for free at the dentist.
Do another
the next
one, really?
Yeah, one more.
And it lasts you the whole year?
No,
you don't even go twice a year.
I use those little,
from Walgreens.
They're called plackers. They're little...
the green things.
The brushes?
No, it's a little green thing. It has a tight piece of floss in it, and I just click it between all my teeth.
I'll bring that in for everyone to try tomorrow.
What?
Is it organic?
The stuff that I use, these awesome like little plastic things, they're very advanced.
More plastic, though, guys. Bad news.
Yeah, I know.
Pizza roll.
A bag?
That's a big bag. I'm going to say that's...
More harp!
$6.99. Huge.
$5.79.
$22.
It's a big bag.
Do one more.
Oh, for God's sake. What's really?
It's okay.
We're running out of time here.
All right, last one. I'm going to say $15.
Oh, my God. It's $3.99.
I'm saying $4.79.
At TGI Fridays?
No.
No, it's a frozen package.
You don't know. She doesn't shop.
She has the answer.
$3.66.
Oh, did I say $3.79?
Didn't Oprah and Ellen walk through a supermarket and also not know what the price of anything was?
Yeah, exactly. And they haven't been to the bank in years. Was that
Oprah said, the last time I went, it was because I had a $2 million check.
She said $1 million, and she laughs and goes,
actually, $2 million. $2 million.
Thank you.
I'll trade places with her.
Jeez.
It's 7:29, Vinny. What's coming up in the news? Okay. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7:30. Well, it's just about 7:40 on Tuesday morning.
I'm an easy like, though, Sarah, just so you know.
Oh, you just scroll down and like stuff.
Like, I don't see your pictures and go, oh, I'm not liking that.
Oh, really?
You think that I look at your picture and decide whether it's worth a like?
I try to be judicious with my likes. Mm-hmm. I only like things
so
that
if I look at a picture of your yard, you think I should go, well, I'm not liking her yard. What do I care about her yard?
Well, I don't know if you have to have that kind of attitude.
Well, that's what I mean.
I want to encourage more posts like that. So I'm like, oh, well. Yeah, that's a good post. Like that. And other ones, it doesn't move me at all, so I just scroll past it. I don't want to like everything.
So,
I mean, aren't you supposed to pick it? Am I crazy?
I'm not saying I like every single person's picture every time, but I'm saying if I see a picture of you, I like it. I don't go, oh, let me see. Nope, I don't like that one. No, I'm not going
to
like
Sarah's picture. I don't know that you have to have even that kind of depth of conversation with yourself. I think you just, when something catches your eye, then you might like it. And then if it doesn't, then you just keep on scrolling, keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try to like all human stuff because he gets really mad if he sees that I liked one thing and didn't like, you know, something. Like,
he does?
Don't forget to comment.
Well,
don't forget to comment.
Yeah, see? Okay. The, like it. Everyone like it and comment. Everyone like it and comment. So I feel like I hear his voice in my head like, oh, I better like it. I better put a comment on there.
Well, now you've just started giving me a complex. I'm going to have to look and see what things you didn't like.
Don't oh, like judge it. Some
crap.
Of them I didn't even see, Vinny.
Well,
yeah.
Or you purposefully didn't like it, so
I
know.
Like a purposeful
so
thing
I know what the
I,
hell.
Oh my God,
what
you guys!
A trip.
This started out as just watch our live camera feed. It's at RadioAlice.com/watch.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Here's what's happening. March Madness starts today. I'm not that interested, but I know a lot of people are, and the betting begins. And
I'm not interested either.
Try not to bet your last dollar, though.
Yeah, or just fill out one of those brackets and pay the $20 and, you know, see what happens.
Go to RadioAlice.com for the brackets.
Rainy weather continues, too, by the way. Rainy on the way in, and it's expected to continue through the week.
We were watching the traffic on the news. It's wet out there.
Yeah.
Hairball, huh?
Yeah.
Wet down there.
All right. A photo went viral last week of a Waffle House waitress it's around Houston, Texas, helping a 78-year-old customer cut his food. Apparently, he said his hands were a little weak because he recently got out of the hospital. So she helped him out and cut his ham for him.
Aww.
And she did it without making a big deal of it. You know, she just did it.
Yeah, I'd be happy to cut that up for you.
The reaction it's gotten has been a big deal. The waitress is an 18-year-old named Ivani Williams. And the photo blew up on Facebook. The mayor of Lamarck, that's the town, it's right near Houston, honored her by declaring March 8th Ivani Williams Day, and the president of Texas Southern University saw the photo and found out Ivani's been waiting tables to save up for college and offered her a $16,000 scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Spokeswoman for the university says, Ivani showed the type of character they wish all their students had. Ivani says she's planning to study business administration and hopes to own her own restaurant or salon someday.
How sweet. What a sweet little story.
Pretty nice story,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You like to think that if an older person asked you to cut their food up for you, that of course you'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
How nice that she...
Or your parents or grandparents.
Sure, whatever.
Well, and also not, you know, having a flat tire over it. Oh,
right. Right. Oh, God.
Great. Like, I don't have better
things. Well, you need me to chew it for you, too?
Yeah.
Old man.
A new study in the UK looked at the link between aging and exercise by comparing two groups of people between 55 and 80 years old. The first group had exercised most of their adult lives. The second group hadn't. The ones who stayed active still had muscle mass, body fat, cholesterol of someone half their age.
Oh, that's nice. It's good to hear.
Plus, the men's testosterone levels were still high. So exercising consistently through your life will help you stay young better than that surgery you're trying to do, which isn't fooling anybody. Just making your eyes look bad.
Just makes you look weird.
And your cheeks look weird, too. The whole thing.
Yeah.
And all that stuff gathered up behind your ears. Yuck.
Guess you can't shave your head now. What with the big bunches of skin you got back there? It's like you have gills.
The more surprising part was how strong their immune systems were, too.
Well, that makes sense.
Turned out the ones who'd exercised their whole lives still had the immunity you'd expect to see in someone their 20s or 30s.
Well, I'm screwed.
You exercise more than you let on, though. I think that you do all that yard work and you don't.
It's not consistent.
You don't credit that with anything then, huh? Well, something's working for you. I don't know what it is, but the way you crave food and love butter and even the things we see you doing here.
Don't make me hungry.
You'd be a lot heavier if you weren't doing something right. You would.
Maybe. I don't know, ma'am. I just,
all right. You
know, I try not to make a pig of myself. But often I fail.
Anyway.
Especially on Sundays when Hooman comes over and brings over a huge bag of 50 different kinds of ice cream.
I thought you told him to stop doing that.
I did. And he actually didn't do it this weekend. So instead we walked and got an ice cream.
Oh,
what?
That's right.
Super duper.
Yeah.
So then you really do want the ice cream. You actually left to go get it.
We actually went and got it.
It was a nice day. And, you
it
know,
was a beautiful day. It was still light out. And the kids were there, and they were kind of bummed because there was nothing for dessert.
Oh, they wanted ice cream, too.
Well, I can't say I didn't want it. I did suggest it, and we did go.
Exercising your whole life is the way to stay young, everyone.
Sarah, is that? I hope you heard that.
We didn't, okay, and we couldn't hear it.
I'm just too lazy.
I know. Right. That's me, too.
And Bryn's joined you, too.
Yeah.
For now.
Slug life.
I'll be back.
California.
Don't doubt me.
We just watched Bryn's video from
10 years ago.
Oh, my God. It was so...
Oh. So what?
What?
So delicious.
So ninja-like.
I know.
Oh, Bryn, did you
Are you posting
that?
It
hurts.
What's happening?
I'm learning a new process right now, actually. I'm learning how to upload from your computer.
To Instagram?
Rather than, like, upload it to a drive and save it to your phone.
Oh, so are you listening to directions right now?
Yeah, you heard it?
I heard it.
Oh, funny.
It was played in my headphones.
That's so funny. Let me go ahead and turn your cue off.
I turned it off. Tell him I turned it off already.
It's too late. He's leaving the room.
He doesn't hear you.
Yeah, so he has this video from 10-plus years ago. This is the one with Bonte, and there's actually a still photo of them with the flash. So you can. Bonte's a guy from the game, our sister station. And the guy's 6.5 feet tall, and the sign is hanging 6-8 inches above his head. And so you can see it in this video, which is going to get posted at Brynyboy, BRYNNYBOY, on Instagram. Please follow us individually. Don't just follow Alice. Alice doesn't know. You got to follow us. And then we're also going to post it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Hey,
and it's worth a minute of your time. It's really, it's an exciting video, all these flips.
The real pressing question here about Bonte is, are you guys good friends?
We're fine. We're just
You're
classmates.
Friendly, right?
We're friendly. We weren't like super close or anything.
Okay, but here's the question. Can that guy get us Warriors tickets?
That's a good question. I should ask him when I go downstairs.
Yeah, you should ask him that. Sure. The playoffs are coming. They're like 10, 15 days away.
I don't know.
Oh, this is the kick? Oh, yeah, Bryn, kick. Jesus, dude.
Oh, actually. Chisel. Vinny, we might be getting some
Warriors tickets.
Yeah, to give out.
Well, that's not what we need. We need them for us.
You need it personally.
That's right.
Oh, look at you go. Damn, dude, that is a badass front flip.
He's he runs up the wall and does the flip. It's incredible.
Look at that. Wow, Bryn. You're going to post that, right?
Yeah, I'm going to post
it. All right.
And actually, there's some ripping music.
Yeah.
Oh, really? With
it. Thanks, Vaughn.
Vaughn really good.
Cool. Produced the whole thing.
Nicely done.
It's extreme.
California is going to possibly make the change that every state will be jealous of.
Uh-oh, what is it? No more state income tax? All right.
There's a bill in the California State Senate that would let people pick their own driver's license photo.
Oh.
You'd have to pay an extra fee.
How much?
They don't know
totally
yet, but it would
it.
Allow you to say, no, you're not using that. I've been saddled with the same photo on my license for 9+ years.
Yeah.
And I was bummed that day because I'd waited so long. I have a decent enough smile, but there I am in my photo. I'm actually frowning. Like I'm going.
Right.
It's like a mugshot.
Well, yeah, they just take it. And then you're like, well, when are you going to tell me to smile? They're like, no, I already took it.
I'd been in line all day or whatever through all the crap.
And he has RBF in that photo.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, mine sucks too. I'm blonde in mine. It's like 15 years old. It's really old.
Funky looking. They always ask me if I like my picture.
What? You were you friendly DMV people?
Of course.
Yeah.
Because you're a hot chick. They're like, hey, nice to see you. Could you hang around longer? Always hot chicks every time. Anyway, you'd have to pay extra, but it could be worth it since, you know, you keep that picture on your license
forever.
Ever.
So that bill is currently being pushed through.
All right. Well, that's a little more money for the state.
Yeah.
Even if it's $5 a pop, who wouldn't want to be like, no, take another one?
Oh, you're going to try and saddle me with that thing? No. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Larry Ellison got his hot tub sculpted to his ass, too. I guess it's a rich thing.
Oh.
Says 650.
Funny, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Think about it, though. If you could do that, wouldn't you?
Like, sure.
I never even take a bath because it's so uncomfortable laying in the bathtub.
That's what I think is you because I'll get into a hot bath after a surf if I've been it's freezing out. I'll just get in the hot water and lay down as far down as I can into it. But 408 goes, oh, nice humble brag, Ben. My ween is just so long it'll stick out. No, that's not what I was saying. I'm saying when you lay on your back in a tub, It usually just covers like part of your body, and there, right over the top of the water, is your.
Let's put more water in.
But you can't fill a tub all the way like that.
We're in a drought.
Yeah, how about bubbles?
Yeah, I can fill the tub all the way. I wouldn't even bother getting in a tub that wasn't going to cover everything. I just want like from my nose up.
Well, what kind of tub do you have too, though? Because I'm just talking about
regular
those...
tub, 5 foot long tub.
Really?
Yeah, we don't even have a tub in our master.
And you fill it all the way up.
Hell yeah. If I'm going to bother with a tub in my kid's bathroom, by the way, because it's the only tub in the house.
So you don't do it ever?
I hardly ever take a bath. I think I've taken 2 baths since I've lived in the house.
Right, so you never even do it.
Yeah.
Got it.
When's the last time you took one? Just after a surf?
I come home after
so
a surf.
You do it fairly regularly.
And I'll get in just to get warm. I lay down and try and get as much of me under there, but I don't fill it up to the top.
Oh, just try that. Feels good.
Why don't you get a deeper tub?
You get a hot tub.
No, why don't you get a deeper tub?
Nobody wants a hot tub, Sarah.
People
That's
want
such
hot tubs.
A waste of water. We're
it's
in
not a,
a
waste of
we're
water.
In a
you fill it
state.
One time. An actual bath is a waste of water.
Laugh.
Oh, God.
I made it to work, but I'm still sitting in the car listening to the music segment. Vinny and I yelled Rick Astley at the same time. Love you guys. Yeah, but I get the $5.
No, no one gets $5. That wasn't a game, despite the two of your best efforts.
Yeah.
Summertime by Will Smith is the best song.
It is a good song.
None of Will Smith's songs are the best song. Trust me.
They all sound Miami. The same, though.
Well, they all sound upbeat and friendly.
For someone who claims to be so into music, Vinny gets real close-minded when it comes to R&B and rap.
Yeah, he sure does.
It's just not his kind of music.
I like some rap, and I like some R&B, and I also find some rap and some R&B super cheesy.
Yeah, I'm
God's
with you.
God's plan.
Stupid song. God's plan was for a stupid song.
Don't say that.
It's number one again. Seven weeks in a row. We'll get to hear that tomorrow.
Right.
Top of the charts.
Coming up in the trash, Sarah.
I'm going to start with how good it is to work for Warren Buffett.
Mm.
Especially if you do well in March Madness.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.